Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry, how are you doing?
Hey, Stuart, just hanging on, watching the sand run out of the hourglass.
Yep, we're moving very, very close to some bad stuff. I don't think there's any question of which way it goes. It doesn't really matter. If they let the cities burn or if there's a martial law crackdown, it's not going to go well for America or her freedom. Before we get going, I think I announced it before, we have a new Twilight magazine up, and we have a new Prophetic Insider up for October, and I'm still working on November issue. There's so much going on, it's hard to keep up with all this stuff. Before we get rolling, though, I wanted to talk a little bit about frequency, and I wrote two books on frequency, and Tesla, the genius, said that if you want to understand the universe, you have to think in terms of frequency, vibrations, and energy. And the Bible confirms much of that. Science is now, if you go to the subatomic levels, you get into frequencies. You get into what they call fields, wave fields, frequency fields. And they're the bedrock of everything there is. And, of course, the Bible tells us that the Word, that nothing was created that was not created by the Word. And the Word is logos, and actually it means vibrations, if you go down all the way down to the basis of it. You know, it's very, very interesting that science is proving what the Bible knew right along. And, of course, the Bible's been rejected as a book of old wives' tales. It doesn't mean anything, and nobody should be paying any attention to it, when, in fact, our science has over and over again proving everything that the Bible said. Anyway, I wanted to get into this frequency thing because it ties into COVID. When mankind was created, of course, he was created to operate on a very high frequency level. And even today, the highest levels are areas emotional. If you go in and look at an emotional chart, you'll find that the higher the frequency level, that's where you find peace, love, joy. They call it enlightenment. Excuse me, New Age. So frequency has a lot to do with your emotional well-being. And they have all kinds of charts laid out about how your frequency levels, fall into this thing. Anyway, the fall of mankind way back there in Genesis brought mankind's frequency down to a much lower level that Jesus called it a prison house. And that we were all walking in spiritual darkness, that our spirit connection to God was cut off way, way back there in Genesis when we took in the knowledge of good and evil. And I often use the thing, if you've got white paint, it's extremely high frequency, and you've got black paint, we'll say that's the lowest of frequencies. What happens when you mix the two together? You get gray. A medium frequency, and that's where humanity is. And because of this fall, we're in a prison house. We walk in total spiritual darkness, and we don't have a clue, Jesus said, about really where we are and where we're going. And so Jesus came into this matrix of frequency, this locked down frequency, by the way, totally locked down. And that's why he said, you got to be born from above or born again to settle this issue and get your spirit reconnected, because it was cut off way back in Genesis. Go back in Genesis and you can read it for yourself. And it's very, very important that people understand what's really going on here. And they've got these frequency charts. And what's very, very interesting is the lower the frequency, you get into fear. Where are we? People are panicked. Fear, grief, apathy, kind of interesting, guilt and shame are the lower parts. Well, you can even go lower than that, and when you do, you're getting into the negative frequency range, which is undoubtedly where Jesus referred to this as hell. And that's what happens. If you do not settle this issue with the Lord Jesus Christ, with few exceptions, you're done for. And as we have said before, the matrix is under the curse of the second law of thermodynamics. And science is now proving that. The entire universe is subject to this curse. I don't know what you could call it, entropy, I guess. Whatever you want to call it, doesn't really matter. All human frequency levels, the emotional ones, are so far below the frequency of divine love that we cannot imagine what type of love this is, because we were totally cut off from it. And that is one of the reasons why the book of John is specifically gets into this issue of coming to the light. And here's another verse from Romans 8:21-23. Because the creature itself is also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. In other words, the whole creation is going to be delivered eventually. But not every person. They have to do what the Lord said. For we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. And that, of course, is the rapture, when your physical body is changed. Luke 14:7-10, and he put forth a parable to those that were bidden, when he marked out how they choose out the chief rooms, saying unto them, when thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest rooms, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee and him come and say to thee, give this man place. And thou begin with shame to take the lowest room. When thou art bidden, and what he's talking about is your wedding at redemption, your wedding at rebirth. When thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room. And that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then thou shalt have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. So this is a really dangerous verse of scripture. When thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room. Now, you might not make any issue with that, except Jesus said, enter in at the straight gate. And do not take the broad way of the fake preachers, teachers, and evangelists out there. Enter in at the straight gate, walk the narrow way that leadeth unto life. The word leadeth is a very, very interesting word. It means put to death. Jesus said, pick up your cross. Follow me. What's a cross? It's a death. It's not a physical death. It's a death that only those who have traveled it can, and you can't explain it to anybody. You have to absolutely have done it yourself, or you'd never understand what they're talking about. Paul said those that hate the cross, basically, are those that perish. He's not talking about the cross of Christ. He's talking about your own cross, that you won't pick it up. And modern theology tells you you don't have to pick it up when you do have to pick it up. Anyway, I just wanted to get into that because COVID, this business about frequencies, this COVID is a satanic attack upon humanity to drive them, actually it's torture. We went into that once before, some time ago, I think, into utter hopelessness and drive their emotions down to the despair level to make them wear a mask to cover over their identity. This is why they want you to wear a mask, so you don't have a face. You don't have any identity. They're trying to take your identity away. They're trying to destroy you to make them part of a worker bee collective. In other words, you're all the same. You just got a mask on. And force them to bow the knee. Already those that refuse are branded as having no love or concern for their fellow man. This is what they're trying to do. Oh, you don't want to wear a mask? Well, then you have no respect for your fellow man. Test after test after test, CDC, even the WHO, before that have said masks don't do anything, basically. They don't help you. They hurt you. That's why they want you to wear a mask. They want to hurt you and drive you down emotionally so that you're kind of in a hell on earth. You're locked down. You've lost your business. You've lost just about everything for no reason at all. When you look at the actual death rate against the population of the world, it's ridiculous they're locking everybody down. But this is a communist coup. And the CV-19 is a vehicle, the Trojan horse, they're using to bring America and the world down into a hellhole of a beehive worker. That's all you are. You're just a worker. And you may have noticed that some time ago, of course, I'm older, Larry's older, when you went to work for a company, they had the... I can't remember what they called them, but when you went into work, you had to go through the human people you go in and you make out your application, they talk to you and all that. Now they're called human resources. What's a resource? You see, it's destroying your personality. It's destroying you. You're not a person. You're a resource. Well, what do you do with a resource? You use it up and then you throw it away. That's what a resource is. And they never called it that before. So it's very, very interesting how all this is going down and the panic that they're inducing on people. And they're just going to keep it up. Now we're hearing about Agenda 21. Well, it is. It's Agenda 21, 30, 50. It's all tied together. But now we're talking about COVID 21. Have you heard any more about that, Larry? I mean, it seems to me like they're just getting ready for a super lockdown.
Yeah, that's what, matter of fact, I don't follow the Catholic religion particularly, but Lou Dobbs had on the information that a Catholic, Archbishop or something, had done a report that just linked this completely in with the New World Order elite takeover of the planet. And he said that's exactly where this is going. And what's odd, and I sent you a link to that earlier, there's a new movie coming out, which is really interesting. I saw the trailer. It's called COVID-23, and it says Songbird. And when I begin to watch that, it will blow your mind.
Yeah, total lockdown, total police state. Folks, this is where they're going, and nobody's standing up to fight it. I've never seen, we've talked about this before, the only explanation I can come up with, Larry, is that this is like Revelation chapter 18 and a magic spell that has been cast over the whole planet. How else can you get people who otherwise are intelligent to actually literally bow down to these monsters, these communist monsters like Fauci and all of these people, Bill Gates? They're absolute evil satanic monsters. They want you dead, folks. I wish people would wake up. I guess people, would, for whatever reason, Larry, can't figure out that their own government would just love to see these people executed. They don't want you around. You're a useless eater. And the elderly are really useless eaters. That's why we're targeting the elderly. But they targeted everybody and lowered their immune system. Everything they do lowers your immune system, even your frequencies of emotion. When you're sad, when you're depressed, when you're isolated, bring your immune system down. When you're under lockdown, your immune system automatically goes down. You wear a mask, your immune system drops. You're not getting enough oxygen. It's absolute torture to force these kids in grade school and wherever to wear a mask all day long. These people ought to be hung from lampposts for treason against humanity. This is not just against the people of America. These people are guilty of treason, high treason, against humanity. And there are studies after studies after study to prove it. And, of course, deep state, global deep state, doesn't want anybody to realize that there are studies. That's why they're censoring everything. You put up anything. In fact, we got a notice from one of our email people that they alone determine what is acceptable for you to email your clients. They determine what you can email to your own clients. This, again, is high treason. These people they had before court or before Congress lied through their teeth. They're lying. But again, I don't think anything's going to happen to anybody. I don't think anything's going to happen to Joe Biden, no matter what they come up with. These people are not going to go down unless there is a real, I don't know what you would call it, Larry. What, there'd have to be an about face. I don't see anybody but Trump people going before the judges.
Yeah, and General Michael Flynn's a classic example. They refuse to remove the government tentacles from his life. They're going to destroy him.
Yes, and they claim they're doing it legally. Well, that's how the Third Reich actually operated. Hitler just passed laws, and those laws made it right and just. Well, that's just baloney. You got laws like that, and it's kind of like the FEMA deal. Those are all passed very quietly. The American people have no idea, basically, about what those FEMA executive orders actually contain. Had they been brought before the American people, the people who probably wrote those things up would already be hung for treason. Because that's what it is. It's treason. It destroys the Bill of Rights in the name of an emergency, they say. And this is an emergency declaration. You don't really see that sort of activity in the Bill of Rights or anywhere else. However, I do have a copy of what they call the New States Constitution, which is probably what they're going to put in place when the Bill of Rights and our present Constitution have been gutted. This new state's Constitution has all these wonderful freedoms that you have. After each one, it says, except in the case of an emergency. So what they're saying is a lie. They lie all the time. They're satanic. Satan is a murderer and a liar from the beginning. I don't know why people can't realize what you're dealing with here is satanically controlled people. They've cast their lots, and they've cast their lots against Christianity, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and what we actually have now is the final communist overthrow. If anybody wants to go online and look at the 45 planks that the Communist Party would bring against the American people to topple it, you should go read it. I've read part of it on the air several times. It's almost all over. And the people, for whatever reason, simply cannot believe that this is happening around them. They don't believe in Jesus Christ. They don't believe in the Bible. Even if they are Christians, they are absolutely refusing to do what Jesus Christ commanded them to do. So they really aren't Christians, name only. They're not obedient at all. Oh, that's a dirty word. You can't have obedience with faith and grace. We just do whatever we want. We say whatever we want. And the Lord's just going to wink at it all. I got news for you. He's not going to wink at any of it. And we're in a lot of trouble. America's in a ton of trouble. Anyway, Larry, what's the latest with the Torah codes? I think this is getting more and more fascinating. I noticed possible, what do we say, base on Mars that they're even talking about now. What's that about?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Barry Rothman today, or actually October the 29th, did an update, and he posted some alleged TR-3B UFO photos. And here's some information that he posted, really, really interesting to me especially. It says the source of information, Dr. Michael Sala and Edgar Fausch, talks of the TR-3B craft stationed at MacDill Air Force Base. He said the TR-3B are part of a secret Space Force wing operating out of MacDill. Now, this is what's interesting to me. He said also a Corey Good reports that the TR-3B are handed down by Antarctic Germans and built by U.S. corporations with anti-gravity included.
Yeah, they've been around for quite a while, folks. I know a lot of people roll their eyes, say this is just foolishness. No, it isn't. It's absolutely real. I myself have seen a Hainebu that wasn't that far away, floating across the sky. No sound, anti-gravity, no problem at all. Beautiful-looking craft. And then also the cosmospheres that Dr. Peter Bader and others have warned about. These huge, huge freighters. I think they're freighters. They go to the moon, they go to Mars. Those things operate, I understand, out of Antarctica, where they can, you know, they're not seen down there. So this stuff is really real. And I actually got photographs of the TR-3B. Evidently, it crashed. And it's clearly a TR-3B, and they have various sizes of these. So when you see a UFO, you have to ask, is it theirs, is it ours, or is it Project Bluebeam? In other words, is it just a projection that you're watching? You got those three options. We have been backwards engineering these kind of craft now for a long, long time. And when I was a professional aviator for years, we saw some really strange stuff But as I've said before, pilots don't report that stuff. It's not good for your career. And I don't know. Don't be surprised at this fake arrival of Project Bluebeam. Anyway, it's just fascinating to me that now all of this is just coming out. I'll read a little bit of from Dr. Sala, goes into detail about the TR-3Bs. A key source of information was an Edgar Faust, I guess, who was an Air Force member who served 20 years on active duty and another decade as a civilian working on the Air Force with 12 years at Area 51, with more time even at Nellis Air Force Base. He also worked with DARPA. Now, we've brought you the news of the Black Ops people at, I can't remember what company, Lockheed, the chief of the Lockheed people in their Black Ops. He made amazing statements about how far advanced everything is. Anyway, Aurora was the SR-75. That was a Mark 5 plus aircraft, and a mothership for the SR-74, which can travel at speeds of Mach 18 plus, delivers satellites into orbit. Both of these use Gravitix. At least three TR-3Bs were flying as of 1994. They were funded by the National Reconnaissance Office, the NRO, NASA, and the CIA. Saucer-shaped alien reproduction vehicles built by Lockheed for the U.S. Air Force. It uses a different type of anti-gravity effect compared to Gravitix. In other words, they have different systems they're using to develop these weightless aircraft. They don't make any noise at all. You don't hear any. They just simply float over you, and you won't hear a word. Anyway, they're huge. Some of these TR-3Bs are very, very large, and people have seen them all over. So that's what I said, is you have to ask the question, what are you dealing with when you see it? And I don't know if any of you ever watched the X-Files. The first year of X-Files was extremely interesting because they got into some of this TR-3B stuff, teleportation and stuff like that. And when I was working for General Electric, for example, we were told a lot of stuff by the engineers, the scientists themselves, of how far advanced they really were. And people just don't believe it. It's like they will refuse to believe these huge underground tunnels. And we've got truckers who have now videotaped all of that. They go for thousands of miles. And they also have these high-speed magnetic trains that probably go 1,500 miles an hour. I don't know. They're extremely fast. They can go from New York, for example, to Denver in probably 40 minutes. Very, very advanced stuff that they have kept fully secret. And part of this is a way to get away from the judgment of God. That's why God says, I don't care where you go. You can go under the ocean. I'm going to go down there and I'm going to get you. You can go under the mountains. I'm going to go there and I'm going to get you there. You can go to the moon. I'm going to get you there. You can go to Mars. I'm going to get you there. No one is going to escape the judgment of the Lord. And that's what's coming. And all the signs we see everywhere now are part of that judgment that's coming. In fact, the United States is already under judgment. Where do you want to go from here, Larry?
Well, I was going to read real quick here this Barry Rothman's October the 22nd tour code. He asked a question for a title. He says, is there a base on Mars now connecting the dots? And it's an updated code, And he got an answer from the TOR code real quick. Number one, Mars base. Number two, alien. It actually said, and I think you saw the image of that base, by the way.
Yes.
That and Stuart, at the same time, too, what was very interesting to me was that base, it appeared to be similar to the, I don't know, about 10 years ago, I had got some base images from Tom Horn, remember?
Yes.
In a canyon on Mars, and it looked similar to that. But what really struck me a lot was the fact that Barry commented here. He said, Alex Jones and a whistleblower, Robert David Steele, says that Mars is inhabited.
Yep.
And it's by people sent to the Red Planet against their will. On a colony on Mars, said populated by children mostly who were kidnapped and sent to space to be slaves in a Mars colony. And Stuart, that really brought back memories of that time that I was taken out of my body by the Lord. And in my spirit, I actually saw a saucer craft leaving Earth and headed. It looked, you know, I didn't know where it was going for sure, but it was in space, and so I just actually went through the wall of that saucer craft inside it, and remember there was people in there that were captive, and
yes.
One little girl especially that, you know, the Lord said she could see me, but there's nothing I could do to help her, but it gave her, I suppose, a little courage, but there was a number of people in there, and actually when it went on and I come out of it, I actually followed it, and I told you about that I actually
yes.
followed that thing, and it went to Mars and went underground, and there was a base under there with more of them, of those craft. But, yeah, a lot of people are abducted and kidnapped, and they're taken to Mars. And I know to a lot of people that sounds so far-fetched their mind can't wrap around it.
Well, that's, of course, why they can't wrap their mind around true Christianity either. If you don't have an open mind and an open heart, you're never going to figure out true Christianity. You're just going to go along with all these other lies and baloney. But, you know, it reminds me of Alternative 3 and batch consignments, where they would go around, kidnap all these people, and take them to Mars, just like you saw. And that was out of Alternative 3. And the batch consignments, this has been going on for some time. This is why it's merciless. And this is why the Lord is going to punish humanity. And when I say the word punish, you have no idea the severity. And the global deep state people that are doing this have absolutely no idea what's in store for all of them. They chose their pathway. They're responsible for their choices. They're going to be held accountable for those choices. And they're not going to appreciate at all what the Lord has in mind for them. And, you know, when you think about the evil, Larry, of taking a young kid and just ripping them away and sending them off planet to a Mars base to be slaves, I mean, how much more evil can people get? It reminds me of the movie Knowing, where at the end, remember the kids were all taken, and they were given black stones, and they were taken to some other planet to avoid the solar kill shot that basically destroyed the planet. Very, very interesting that they were given black stones, where in the Bible, Jesus Christ gives the overcomer a white stone. These people are so satanic. They're into the occult. They think, I guess, that's where the power is, but they're wrong. The real power is in the Lord, as they're going to find out the hard way. But that's kind of interesting that he's coming up with this stuff on the Torah codes, because that's exactly what you and I basically have known for some time.
Well,
they were doing this. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that it reminded me a lot, really, in a way, of your Danny Dougal yes. book that you put out about, and that was it was really, really, you called it, I guess, faction, because it was really true, but you had to go fiction with it so nobody would knock you out. And at the same time, we only realized today, Stuart, and I sent you a link, Wernher von Braun had written a book on Mars. We never knew that.
Yeah, that was fascinating. He was unusually brilliant. However, he did work for the Nazis, and they brought him in, and his brother and all those people came in under what is known as Project Paperclip. And who knows how far advanced they were. I've read from some of the books about how advanced they were. They weren't even aircraft. They had unusual propulsion systems. You have to remember, folks, that a lot of this stuff that Germany built came from the occult, came from channelers, came from spirits. And this is basically what the Bible says, that Satan gives mankind all of this kind of knowledge, but his reason for giving it is to destroy Jesus Christ at his second advent, when he's coming back to earth to take possession of it. A lot of this technology has that final reason. They want to kill Christ at his return. I don't understand the mentality behind that, but I guess it doesn't matter. I don't know how you think you're going to destroy your Creator, who upholds everything via frequency. I don't know if you folks have ever watched the Day the Earth Stood Still, but when the big robot came out, he just dissolved all the weapons that the people had. So simple. Because Jesus can destroy no matter what the weapon is, no matter how far advanced it is, he can destroy it in a split second. So the foolishness of these people thinking they're going to actually take over planet Earth and have their, I guess one could call it utopia with Satan, and unlicensed whatever they want to do, it is, it's a pipe dream. It's not going to happen. Anyway, civil war imminent. Democrats will not accept Trump victory, says Pelosi. This is the second time she's said that. What's that about, Larry? Are they saying that no matter if Trump won by 100% landslide, they still would not accept it? I thought Pelosi was the one saying that Trump wouldn't accept it.
Well, anybody that by now that knows Pelosi knows that she lies like a dog. I mean,
yes.
I wasn't aware dogs could lie, but she's the exception. And there's just no truth can come out of her mouth. And, you know, anything she says is always a complete lie or a reversal of what the facts really are. And that's what it appears that they're bringing forward is they're absolutely not going to accept Trump winning. They're going to take this nation if they can. And by the way, it's interesting that Barry Ruffin also did another code talking about, are we on the wrong timeline? And it had COVID-19, which we're talking about. It had Hitler and Fourth and Reich, UFOs and Kamala Harris. And it seems like Obama dovetails into most all of this. So I think that we're not really watching an election, Stuart. We're watching a coup.
Yeah. And they use COVID-19 to bring it in, all about. And like I said before, it's the only explanation you can have for people just giving up everything they ever worked for, their futures, everything. They gave it all up without a whimper, nothing. They just bowed the knee. I was even watching them take the knee to the communist Black Lives Matter people, our own troops, bending the knee to the communists. And when I saw that, I just, folks, I thought we sent our sons and daughters off to war to fight communism. I was under the impression it was to maintain and defend our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. I mean, that was the impression that you would have. And yet here we are, bowing the knee to the very ones we sent our sons and daughters off to die, bending the knee to these people. So there has really been, like Larry just said, there's some sort of a reversal going on, some sort of a weird mystery, witchcraft spell of some type. I can't think of any other explanation for it. Can you, Larry? I just don't understand it.
No, and what is interesting, too, is recently Tom Horn's been doing a study on some of the ancient entities, if you will, and mm-hmm. he really came up with a really interesting name. He's come up with a name of some type of entity by the name of Chaos Scramp. I'll spell it, Chaos Kampf. It's a spirit of chaos, basically, and he's saying that we're now in a new time frame, that chaos is a spirit, and it's already here, and he's linking chaos also in with giant living creatures that'll be coming soon. So, well, that doesn't bode really well, does it?
No, and that reminds me of the Golden Mirror and some of that other stuff we were talking about before. And who was it that went in Tibet, where these giants are in a stasis, and you could only go in so far, otherwise it'd kill you. Evidently, they're in some sort of a electromagnetic cocoon, and they can't move, but you remember Isaiah talks about the release of these creatures upon unregenerate, God-hating, Bible-hating people that now are probably 80% of the population in a lot of ways, simply because even the Christians are totally disobedient. That's why you have such apostasy. Even the Pope was saying, well, everybody basically goes to heaven, which is totally contrary to, biblical truth. And it's amazing. This guy is, as far as I'm concerned, a false prophet, but that's just my take on it. We'll sure find out. But it's just too bad that all of this has to happen, because it didn't have to happen. And this constant rejection of hard truth. They just will not accept anything that's truthful. And, of course, you're born into the land of the lie, the matrix, and you grow up in it. Your education is in it. Your jobs are in it. And you die in it, thinking everything's, well, pretty normal, I guess. Death is not normal. Was never meant to be. Anyway, what else you got, Larry? You want to talk about?
Yeah, I was kind of listening to some of that. That was that Russian researcher that actually went to Tibet, and the claim that he made was it was really interesting that these things were in some type of suspended animation, and that they weren't alive, but they wasn't dead either, and that kind of links in with Isaiah saying, "Pray that the giants don't live again."
Yeah. Well, obviously the Lord is going to allow them to live again. I was reading a prophecy. I can't remember who said it. And, of course, like every prophecy, you just want to kind of put it in the back of your mind and see whether it comes true or not. But what he was talking about was, you know, the creatures you see in these horror movies, what we're going to actually be face-to-face with are far worse than those. And they're going to be extremely violent. They are here to kill, to destroy. And there will be no mercy at all.
Hey, Stuart?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, when you started describing those things, you remember the movie Starship Troopers and the bugs? Boy,
yes.
And I've recently seen some videos, some YouTube videos, that they're claiming they have dug creatures that have been preserved in ice, you know, out of the ice itself, and a lot of them look like those things in the Starship Troopers movies.
Yeah, well, I always wondered about that Starship series because it is New World Order Nazism. It was if you watched it and you knew what you were watching, very, very much fascist, Nazi, New World Order stuff. And, you know, we have these people who are claiming that they were part of a military operation that's ongoing called 20 and Back. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, James Casboat knew some of them, and reportedly Barack Obama, under another name, was supposedly involved in that also, and then was brought, you know, he was brought back.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of this stuff probably sounds so weird, you folks out there, maybe not believing any of it, but 20 and Back is a program where you enlist in the military, you're gone for 20 years, and then they bring you back to the same timeline that you left at, basically, as I understand it. And most of them were sent to Mars, and they were fighting insects on Mars. Very intelligent insects, by the way. And this is very, very fascinating because a lot of the, I can't say a lot, but a good share of UFO reports and the aliens that they see coming out of these things are, how do I word this, strange. And the praying mantis is seen by quite a few. It's about human size, but it's shaped like a praying mantis. And that is one of the shapes that they give. Now, you have to go all the way back to the Book of Enoch. And Enoch says that these are shape-shifting fallen angels that can take on any shape they wish. And whatever their job is, to fool somebody or whatever, I don't know. Anyway, what else you got there, Larry?
Well, I was going to mention... remember a lot of the work that Richard Shaw did, and,
yes.
And especially with the filmology that he did, and the investigation of the Turkish UFO craft that had a window in it. And remember how he when you looked in the window, you didn't see anybody, but when he slowed the speed down real, real slow, those things appeared, and there was even. Human people in there being tested and stood in a line waiting to be next, I suppose. But remember, there was a praying mantis, and it was kind of watching over some of the other gray-looking things and some of the other creatures
yep.
that were in there also. And remember, we asked Stan Deo if time inside that craft could be different from time outside that craft, and he said, oh, absolutely. That's the truth. It really is. Time inside those alien craft is different than it is outside the craft where we're viewing from. And so, matter of fact, Stuart, and I won't tell you on the show tonight, but I met one of those praying mantis creatures up front, face-to-face one time, but and before people blink their eyes and fall out on the floor, you know, that's all I'm going to say about that. But I've seen a lot of things. A lot of people just simply wouldn't hardly believe.
Well, a lot of this is of a spirit nature. And if they're not spiritually attuned, they just think all of this is just, you know, so much garbage and people are just, I mean, I get emails, oh boy, that's far out. Well, folks, no, it isn't far out. You have no idea the reality behind this universe. And very good people have had very, very disturbing things happen to them, and it's all over the world. It's not just located here in America. And some of these things that happen to them do prove what science already knows, that you can fall into a time glitch of some sort and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's the world is not at all what we think it is. That's all I can say about it.
Well, you got that right. And by the way, you remember the guy that from Arkansas that we interviewed that went out behind his house to walk down to the craft that was sitting there? And remember, he actually, the closer he got to the craft, time began to slow down, and then he actually had missing time. He didn't know how long he had been down there or what had happened while he was there. But I wanted to just mention real quick, too, Ed Dames, remember, he remote viewed Mars. And what he saw, he would not tell, and he said he would never go back there.
Yeah, some sort of a controller. And, of course, we know that the chief controller is the creator. And then here in the Matrix, Satan reigns supreme. He won humankind over by deception, but nevertheless, we are under Satan's control. And it's just too bad that all this has happened, but it did, and it is what it is, I guess. I just wanted to touch on this. First and most importantly, the Democrats' own internal polling tells them Joe Biden will lose the election next week. They are well aware of this and have been for some time. The pro-Trump black vote, which is currently running at an astonishing 31%, is the final nail in the coffin. Then he said, one of the bombshells we've learned, this is Natural News, from our sources is that several of the large mainstream polling companies are outright fabricating polling results. They're not even calling people. They're just pulling numbers out of the thin air, committing straight-up scientific fraud. Well, you know, Larry, I've often wondered, Biden may have 10 people show up at one of his rallies, and Trump has 25,000 people at his. Isn't that sort of a poll in and of itself?
Well, it would tell me that it is. And by the way, the one in Michigan that I think he went to today or tonight, maybe it's tomorrow, I can't remember, there's been so many. He's going to three or four a day all across the country. The one in Minnesota, though, I believe it, or Michigan, one, has now tried to, instead of thousands that are wanting to show up, they're trying to cut it down to a few hundred. And that's your local Democratic controllers, which, since we use the term controllers, that's all the Democrats are. They're controllers. There is no free speech, and there is no free expression with Democrats.
Yeah, and, of course, you know, Minnesota's got a communist mayor, or rather governor, a comrade governor, and like we have here in Wisconsin. You know, even the Supreme Court rules against them, and they just give the Supreme Court the finger and keep doing what they want. And, of course, over here in Wisconsin, people are bowing the knee. They're not fighting it. And it's same thing, I would hope, that I think that's supposed to be in Rochester, and they limit it to 250 people. I would hope that the 25,000 or 20,000 that were, he said 25,000 had already signed up to be there. I hope they all show up and just totally ignore these communist murderers and just ignore it. I don't know. It's just amazing to me.
Well, what they seem to have planned, Stuart, according to Mike Adams and quite a few other individuals, even some I heard on Lou Dobbs recently, they're saying that they've got, the Democrats have hundreds of attorneys already lined up, and they know they're not going to win, but they're not going to lose either, because they're going to go into court cases that will be unending. They will not end. And they're claiming that if they can push past the January 6th date, Pelosi takes over.
Yeah, and I think you got enough crooked judges that are going to do this to push that over the that'll definitely bring the right wing out, I would think. Lawyers with the Orders Project encouraging National Guard to stand down following the elections and let the leftists destroy American cities. Is this where we are, folks? Because nobody stands up? Nobody's got the guts to stand up? What a bunch of cowards. But that's exactly what Jeremiah and Isaiah say about Americans. They're a bunch of cowards. And it's proven true, unfortunately. I guess they're all afraid to die or whatever it is that's keeping them on their knees. I don't know. What do you think, Larry? I just think we're headed down the primrose path of total destruction. We were given a chance. Now, maybe Trump will pull a rabbit out of the hat. He might win by a huge landslide. If so, well, we'll have a little more delay. He may not be done with Israel yet.
That's exactly true. And, Stuart, I personally, well, this is not exactly accurate, but I'll make this statement because this tells you how I've been praying a little bit without being correct. I'm actually praying he pulls a kangaroo out of the hat, is what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
And just absolutely turns this place upside down. But to do that, I believe that heaven's going to have to intervene somehow in the results of this election. If they do what they're planning, which is all along, everybody, you know, for months now knows that I'm calling it a coup. We're not having an election. We're having a coup. That's, you know, that's the end result of what they're doing. And, you've said multiple times, and I know others have too, that if God's not through with Trump, especially involving Israel, then, they're going to have a hard time getting him out of there. And I believe that. So these next days are going to be really, really interesting to watch. And at the same time, I hope and pray that people become aware of their surroundings and really guard themselves and their families really close. Now, I don't know that many will, but I do hope that certain ones that, especially the remnant, are real guarded over the next maybe a few weeks.
Yeah, I would not be going near any big city whatsoever. In fact, the word is they're going to spread throughout the nation. Go into the suburbs, probably go out into the farmlands. They threatened to do that once before. I think they're going to run into some trouble in the farmlands. They'll probably just get shot. Nobody will know who did it. Just a lot of dead bodies laying around. If you're an Antifa and you're listening, I wouldn't be doing that because I know farmers, and I know them very well, and I know how they shoot. They're expert marksmen, and I don't think they're going to put up with a lot of this stuff. Maybe they put it up in the cities. They put up with it, but I'm not sure why they put up with it. And the people in the suburbs and whatnot, if you have not armed yourself, then when the door gets kicked down and you're taken prisoner or shot or whatever, you only have yourself to blame. Any advice you can give for that, Larry? Being a police officer for many, many years.
Yeah, for people that just simply don't want to arm themselves and be prepared for those that, and I'm not talking about people that go out on the streets and hunt them. I'm talking about people that are home and they come to you. If you haven't prepared and you don't have any defense, you're toast. You're simply just toast. I don't know how to put it any clearer than that.
Yep. I would think that the very least they should do is go down and buy baseball bats. You can do a lot of damage with a baseball bat. However, if it's a gun that you're dealing with, baseball bat's not a good match. It's just too bad it's come to this, but it has. And there's not a lot anybody can do about it at this point. The Americans have acquiesced, and it's not a good thing that we have allowed this to happen.
And Stuart,
yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to mention before we go offline here that when this election starts and this chaos starts, watch China.
Yes, and the other thing that's interesting you mentioned was Fox News saying we're going to start on Sunday. Why would they be starting on Sunday, 2 days before the election, unless there's something coming?
I think a lot of people have been forewarned that this is gonna pick up right before the elections begin.
Yeah. Yep, unfortunately it is. And anyway, folks, get prepared and buckle down because it's a rough ride. Anyway, good night, folks. Thanks a lot, Larry.